Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, it's our final segment with Jamie Bellagio, and I hope you get his book, Texas DWI Survival Guide. I've read it. It's excellent. It's the first edition, and it's a great way to just think about your basic rights and think about how the machine works. And if you've got family members out there, they need to read this as well, not just for the, for alcohol. Now they're trying to say we're going to take swabs of your tissue from your cheek. That's easier than blood. And if we find, as you said, the metabolite of drugs, the metabolite, well, they can pull your hair out and find stuff back 20 years or whatever. I mean, this is insane.
I spent a ton of money. I went up to Chicago to a solid drug gas chromatograph course. And I spent a week up there with the top scientist on drug analysis in the nation. And when I left that class, what little faith I had in drug testing and substance testing went completely out the window. There are so many substances that can mask a marijuana or a cocaine or a heroin.
It's over 200 with methamphetamine, right?
Yes.
False positives. What about all the kids being taken where mom's going to have their baby and they go methamphetamine because the woman took Claritin, and they don't care. They take your kid.
Right now, if they've... Some people are being charged with possession, simple possession of marijuana. CPS is starting a case and threatening to take your children away because you smoke marijuana.
What about the girl got her brains bashed out there because the dad smoked pot in Williamson County? The little Alexandria Hill.
Horrible, horrible. So that's another part of the big government's going to run your family. You know, one thing that gives me a great sense of hope for the future, which sometimes is hard to grasp hold of, outside of my religion, because I believe the Lord is going to come and he's going to come hard one day. But Wade and Ethan Olson, I want to do a shout out to them. They listen to your show. They love you. They're one's in high school, one's in college. They're young guys who are interested in rights to bear arms, the ability to say no to a police officer when he's overstepping his bounds. But you know, they've taken that extra step of getting the knowledge. You know, if you're not going to read my book, some of these videos you have, they're just...
American Drug War II, yeah.
No, the American Drug War nauseates me. And I was an undercover, vice officer, did narcotics investigations, got caught up in it myself and had to go to rehab. But there were people that wanted me in a federal prison. And one day I was telling a judge during a sentencing, because the prosecutors were arguing to send a kid to prison. I said, Judge, they wanted to send me to prison, but instead, you know, got through the rehab, have a family, wonderful, beautiful kids that are doing great, on scholarship and college, a beautiful wife, a great business I employ.
Yeah, we want to help people, not wreck their lives.
Well, we do, but what's going on with our government? You know, what are they actually doing nowadays? It's confusing, and none of the answers I seem to get make sense. I used to sit on the outside and go, what are these conspiracy buffs talking about? Then I started actually listening and doing my own research, and then I stepped off the out of bounds and kind of stepped in bounds. And people who discount what is being said on your program are fools. And if they don't, you know, people that have a lot of experience in life and in jobs and in professions and retired law enforcement people, what is this retirement garbage? Get off your butt and contribute and speak out and protest and make some noise and say enough is enough. You know, where are my tax dollars going? What are you doing with these public servants that are supposed to be working for me and now they're harassing me?
And I think that's starting to happen because people now get things are deteriorating fast now. It's taken decades to get here, but now the end's going to run out real fast. We're in deep trouble if good men do nothing. As many of the founders said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Jamie Bellagio, the book available at InfoWarsStore.com. Fire out your website one more time.
Both DWIDude.com and 420Dude.com for those of the 420 persuasion.
Absolutely. Wow. Look forward to having you back in studio soon. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the rest of the hour, we're joined to be co-hosting with us by Dr. Corey Gold, syndicated talk show host in his own right out on big stations in California, some of the same stations we're on. They're in San Francisco and surrounding areas. He is Dr. Corey Gold, received his doctorate in dental surgery, just like my dad, from the University of California, San Francisco. Prior to that, he received a bachelor's in biology with a minor in chemistry from California State University Fullerton, and received a bachelor's degree in dental sciences from the University of California, San Francisco. He's the co-founder and president of Pro Jabba International. Noted product formulator. He's developed some of the best-selling products in the world in vitamins and minerals. But that's not why he's here today. Sure, we'll do some longevity plugging that funds the operation and their simply amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com. The reason he's on today, and I've got the points, is to talk about Obamacare, to talk about Syria, to talk about all the things happening in our world. Feds are building a detective squad to target consumers and companies that don't follow Obamacare rules, harassing the doctors. What the collectivists are trying to do to this country, and then take calls from Joe and Brian and Andy and Charles and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on this live Thursday edition. But, man, I tell you, Dr. Corey Gold, my job's getting easier and easier now because almost everybody I talk to now isn't laughing at me anymore like they were 10, 15 years ago. They're saying, yeah, it is horrible. Did you know about this? Did you know about that? And even with the left, look at the exodus with all these rock stars and movie stars and Oliver Stone saying Obama's a snake. He's the worst ever. We got to turn on him. But that makes it even scarier because Obama doesn't care. He's just, and the people that run him are just rampaging forward. You're a smart guy. That's why I wanted to get you on last week, but you can come on this week. Where do you see things going right now in kind of a play-by-play? If this was halftime, Team Liberty, Team Common Sense versus Team Tyranny, what's the score? What's the lay of the land here?
Well, the people that are winning right now are the press. I mean, the press who would have vilified George Bush like crazy for all this. You've got Uber Bush in Obama. It's absolutely amazing to me that the press went so far after George Bush, and then Obama takes his policies and makes them look like they were nothing. He puts them on steroids, and there's quiet. I mean, look what's happening in the Middle East right now. Look what's happening around the world, and nobody's saying anything. I mean, we have a guy who went over Snowden, who basically told us the government is listening to every one of your phone calls. He's there every time you text something, everything you put on the internet, and people just fall asleep. I can't believe that we're not paying more attention to this. And I wake up this morning and I see that there's this gigantic Syrian, you know, weapons of mass destruction using chemical weapons, and we're saying on our side here in America that it is Assad. It's the Syrian government using it, which doesn't make any sense to me at all. And if you read Interfax over at the Russians, they're saying it's the rebels doing it. And when two sides are saying exactly the opposite thing, I'm very worried about what's going to happen next over in the Middle East. It's a powder keg. Egypt's on fire. Syria's on fire. Lebanon's on fire. Libya's on fire. The whole thing is a crazy mess over there. And I thought things were supposed to get more calm and better and peaceful. Under Barack Obama, things have gotten simply worse.
Well, if you look at his cousin, Odinga, who had riots and they slaughtered Christians all over Kenya to give him the prime ministership, and Obama, as senator, advised in letters to riot, that's on record. He's got Muslim Brotherhood family, that's all coming out. I always heard this, oh, he's a Muslim, so I said, oh, yeah, all right, or he's an extremist. But regardless, they are putting al-Qaeda-type groups in everywhere. What do you think the geopolitical strategy is of in Egypt calling people, killing 25 cops in one day, throwing Christians off roofs, blowing up 60 churches in the last week, and CNN calls them demonstrators? They're calling the rebels activists that have rocket launchers and tanks in Syria. What is the West doing and NATO doing and Obama doing trying to turn the Middle East over to al-Qaeda?
You know, it's hard to follow what's going on without a scorecard. Because when you think about it, we are fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We're fighting al-Qaeda in a large portion of the world. But we're giving al-Qaeda weapons in Syria. So it's hard to really understand. And the average person just falls asleep to all of it because they just can't follow it. And it's so confusing to them. How is al-Qaeda our enemy here? And people are coming home in body bags from America from fighting them in Afghanistan. Yet we're giving them guns. In Syria, it makes no sense. You can't follow what's happening. They basically seem like we use them as either a boogeyman, we don't like you, or they're our proxy army in Syria.
Where do you think this is going?
I'm very concerned that we get into a shooting match over there in Syria fairly soon. France today says if they can confirm that it was actually chemical weapons, and it probably was chemical weapons. Who used them? That's the other question. That there should be no fly zones, that there should be boots on the ground, that there should be physical, mechanical, military intervention. So I'm worried that all of a sudden we walk into the Middle East again. Syria is just a hornet's nest of problems. There's no winning there. We should have learned our lesson from Iraq. There is no winning in Iraq. There
well,
is
sure.
no winning in Iran.
The conservative magazine, The Conservative, came out yesterday with a great article pointing out that it's the leftist nationalism and leftist militarism. Now that they're in control, they just absolutely love overthrowing regions, destabilizing things, and using military power. But it's so immoral, because then once the radical jihadis are in control of Syria, they're going to have another war with them later. And I think that's the strategy for the bomb makers and people, is just stir it all up so you have a place to go have a war.
Well, we're doing a very good job of that, because it seems like we're using one enemy to take out another enemy to install that first enemy as your new government. Then you have to take them out later. Absolutely. I mean, look at Jimmy Carter. We threw out the Shah of Iran. Look what we got by doing that. We've done that in South America. And what's happening is since World War II, America was the darling of the world. America was the protector of the world. And if you ask most of the people around the world how they feel about America today, it's not good.
I want to shift gears into Obama himself and Obamacare. Most analysts believe the reason that he's lost 17 points with young people under 30, even more with older folks, that he's in free fall right now, mainly because people are now finding out Obamacare is taking money out of their paycheck, even if they just make $25,000 a year, that they're being cut to part-time because of it, that illegal aliens are exempt from their requirements. They're finding out it is a royal screw job. But then how do you expect Obama and his controllers to try to respond to that? And so where do you see Obama's administration going?
Their usual playbook. Anybody who is against Obamacare, hates senior citizens, hates minorities, hates children, and wants to see people die in the streets. And if you question the logic of what they're trying to do, you like to see death of poor people. And they paint you as being a person who is a rich elitist, white supremacist, whatever it might be. And they villainize the person who brings up the question, like, how is nationalizing healthcare making it better? How is nationalizing healthcare going to make it more effective? How is nationalizing healthcare going to make you have better care and your family safer from problems? It's not. The liberal mindset is the more that government can do for stupid people, the better. And they believe that people left to their own devices will make stupid, stupid, stupid choices. You'll eat too much. You'll become fat. You'll drive too fast. You'll get an accident. You won't be able to handle
firearms.
But
then taking over people's lives makes them dependent. And then they do turn into dumb, ignorant slobs that can't even make a sandwich.
Well, if you depend upon the government to get a loan, if you depend upon the government to get a student loan to go to school, if you depend upon the government to have health care, if you're like one-fifth of the Americans that are on food stamps, how can you protest your government when you're absolutely dependent upon them for every aspect of your life, from electricity to food to education to transportation to getting on an airplane? You're absolutely dependent upon them. So in that case, you're an absolute dictatorship, because no one can question
you. So what
do
thinking people do? We're right. History shows it. Dependency's a nightmare. Things are falling apart. They're sucking more and more off the producers. They've got the dumbed-down people on the government mammary gland voting to take our guns because they're told they'll be given more goodies if they do. It's like two runaway trains that are going to run into each other. How long do you think we hit a breaking point?
If the media wasn't so complicit with Obama, I think we'd be there now. If this would be George Bush's fourth term, whatever it would have been, and he was doing these things, I think we would have crossed that tipping point, because I don't think the media would have let it go this long. But the media seems to want to cover it up because this was their chosen provider of, to make things beautiful for America. And they don't want to admit
this was the Messiah. I mean, they actually said that he was like Jesus or something.
Right. Telecasters were saying they're getting, shivers listening to him speak, and that maybe we should even suspend only allowing two terms for the president, because when you have somebody this good, remember, he won the Nobel Peace Prize before he was in office for about a month or two. And look what's happened since he's been in office. Syria's on fire. Egypt's on fire. The Middle East is on fire. I don't see any place that's more peaceful.
Yeah, exactly. By this yardstick, we should give Napoleon a posthumous peace prize. In fact, I'm going to nominate Napoleon. Who would would you like to nominate for a Peace Prize now that it means you're a warmonger?
Pol Pot would be great. Adolf Hitler would be good. Stalin, he'd be right up there.
Lenin, Mao, sure. We'll be right back with Dr. Corey Gold, your phone calls, and more. We're going to get into some of the takeover of food, too.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's a man going around taking names.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
Nations throughout history always go into judgment.
the hairs.
Even if you don't believe in God, when countries become decadent, when people don't care about each other, when they don't have virtue, when they don't care about finding the truth, when being honorable isn't the most valuable thing, everything degenerates and falls apart. What builds human societies that are worthwhile, unfortunately, most of them are in total squalor, folks. Been around the world, it's bad. Because even though the people are smart, they never at some point had a great honor for the truth. In fact, I've studied wickedness. They get off, many people, and it happens in every culture, on being corrupt, like it's fun, or they're cheating and getting ahead somehow. And you see that with Gibbs on TV going, yeah, we lie to people about the drone program, and they all laugh together. And it's disgusting. Do you want to live in a world like that? You think you're going to be insulated when you work for the system? Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. But, you know, when I talked to you last week and wanted to get you on, I said, what's hot? What are you covering on your show that comes on right after ours every day? And you were saying that, well, they're using food and water as a weapon of control by government. And I'm glad you brought that up. Let's get some into that.
Well, sure. And this is not anything new. I mean, look at during World War I or World War II, the government during times of stress controls what we can buy and how much of it we can have. But it's gone beyond times of stress. I mean, look right now. We're using the water supply to put fluoride in. There's large swaths of people who don't believe in fluoride for their children or their family, but the government says we know better. There are parents right now who are giving their kids lunches to take to school, and the schools are taking them and throwing them away because they say we know better than you. With Obamacare coming in, under the guise of we have to do right for this country, they're going to tell you that you must take certain medications. And if you don't take the medications, I would not be surprised if they're in your water or your food, because we have to take care of people and you're not doing the things you need to do. And since you're part of the collective of national health care, you must do the things we ask you to do to keep health care.
Oh, no, no, no. They're already admitting the death panels are real. They're already calling for lithium in the water on Fox News and CNN. They're already coming out saying, under Obamacare, if you don't vaccinate your kids, I have that article today, we may withhold care. It's the ultimate social engineering by these control freaks.
Right. And when you have 1 out of 7 Americans on food stamps, you can't turn down things that then limit your food. So they say you must do. You can't eat this. You will eat it. I'm telling you, under Obamacare, take it out 20 years, you will have programmed food. You have programmed eating. You'll have refrigerators that will tell them if you're eating the foods they want you to eat or not eat.
Well, again, you're giving a gestalt there, but they're already coming out with these and saying it. And in all the Agenda 21 documents that are public, they say you're not going to get meat. I mean, they're saying they're going to run our lives under the collective, because after all, we're already in a healthcare pool and it's bankrupt. So, you know, we've got to tell you how much to exercise because, you know, the state owns you.
Yeah, and the whole concept of being a parent, you're secondary right now to the government 1,000%. I believe that the government has a role if a parent's abusing a child, and I'm talking abusing with a capital A, but they're coming in and saying, we really have parental rights, and you're basically just taking care of them at our direction. That's what's happening right now with parents and their children. But it gets to the point right now where you're not going to have the option of not taking a medication. It gets to the point where you do not have the options of what foods or quantities of foods you want to eat. I'm not for obesity. I'm a thin guy. I like to work out. But it's none of my business what you do. But they're going to tell you, under the collective, since we have to pay for your health care, you can't get heavy. You can't do this. You can't do that, because we're paying for it as a society, so you must fit into the collective. I think that's where we're going, and you're going to have refrigerators and weigh-ins, and they're going to check to make sure you took the food that you're supposed to have and the medicine you're supposed to have, and if you don't take it, you're outside that circle, and there are consequences to that.
Actually, I saw in the Washington Post last year where they have these old folk retirement homes that are the active living for like 75 and up or whatever, and they go, oh, the federal government's going to pay half your bill to live here in this test city. It was thousands of apartments in the article. And the refrigerator tracks you. There's cameras watching you. It tells you when to take medication. It calls social services if you're not eating enough. I mean, they've got one of these mock cities out by the old airport giving people incentives to live under this grid who aren't elderly. I mean, so you're showing your knowledge, Dr. Gold. Gold's saying, watch, you're going to live like this. He knows full well they're already rolling it out. He's just being conservative. Stay there, bud. We're going to come back and get more into some of the other big news. In hospitals, deaths from medicine errors are off the chart. I want to give you those statistics. He's going to break those down straight ahead. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest, and your calls. Oh, yeah, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And then it says lean forward, which is the famous socialist communist saying from about 1910 or so, where you get in everybody's face, you tell them what to do. We're going to go back to Dr. Corey Gold here in just a moment. I briefly wanted to tell listeners about InfoWars health.com. If you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, you can sign up and get free shipping on all the great longevity products. You can also sign up and pay $10 like Costco or whatever and get a membership to get even bigger discounts. The best vitamins, minerals, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, organic, non-GMO. Nobody else can boast that in a product that's got everything in it like this. The Pollen Burst Plus that I just love so much. The best energy drink out there with all the B vitamins and bee pollen and just so much more in it. Close to 400 products up there at InfoWarsHealth.com, a big free online catalog. You can also call toll-free 888-789-9277. And ask any questions about the hundreds of products from everything from stomach to brain, for men, for women, for heart, for lungs, for bones, for memory. You name it, it is there. The best proprietary blends of everything from brown seaweed to just so many amazing products, stuff for your joints. It's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-789-9277. By the way, folks, Dr. Corey Gold is on to cover news today and take your calls. We're going to him in a moment. But he, of course, has been involved with longevity for 16, 17 years since it's been around and has developed many of their best-selling products. You know, I never got into supplements and things and because I know they're good and important, but I didn't have time to figure them all out. I saw what the longevity products were doing for friends and family, and thank God friends and family pushed me to look into it, even though I'd already been told about it years ago. I mean, everybody knows about dead doctors don't lie and, you know, all that stuff for a couple of decades and all the great work they've done, exposing that doctors have the lowest lifespan of any profession, that the hospital's the most dangerous place to go. Because of the centralized control in there, not the good doctors themselves on average. And Dr. Gold can tell you that. He's a medical doctor in his own right. But just briefly, is it, you're not here to plug stuff today, but how important is it for people to go and check out the products at InfoWarsHealth.com, Dr. Gold?
Oh, very important. And it's not because I represent the company. I do. I've been there for 5 years. By the way, I'm a dentist. I don't want to misrepresent. I totally believe that the best thing we can do for us and our family is to prevent things from going wrong to begin with. And we know that we're not getting a good amount of nutrients from the foods that we eat. Even if you're trying to eat organic, if you're trying to eat healthy, you're missing a lot of things. You're not getting the 60 essential minerals. You're not getting the 16 essential vitamins. You're not getting those amino acids. You're not getting those omega oils. So people like us work with people like you to get this message out. And you mentioned the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. And that was a large point, your people pushing to have us take the product that we had for those years and move it to the next level where it's certified non-GMO, where it's pesticide, certified pesticide free, where it's a complete whole food product, where it has the pre and prebiotics and probiotics. That was largely your audience, the listeners of this show, saying, can you take Tangy Tangerine, which is like a 99% product, and can you make it 100%? And because of that, we went forward with 2.0, and we're very proud of what you
did. And by the way, it is a hellish Herculean task from what I've heard. Took you guys a couple of years. When something's got all these ingredients to give you everything you need, trace elements, the minerals, the vitamins, the cofactors, all of it into one thing, very hard to go find all that organic, non-GMO, certified. You've got all those certifications. And to be clear, because sometimes I get so hyped up on the show, a dentist is a doctor. It's not an MD, but I mean it's from the whole mainline thing. And then, of course, you're also, what is it, a biologist or whatever. So my whole point is you're mainly a developer of these products as well. My whole point, so I see that as in the same class as a doctor from the whole MD-style school, not in the other disciplines of doctorates that are out there, because a dentist is a doctor.
Oh, you're right. And I just know that I'll get.
You're a doctor of dental surgery, right?
I am. And like I think your father's. I've had a good chance to talk to your dad.
Absolutely.
And he's a great guy. And not only that, but we went to the trouble of getting major universities to look at our products and test them to first show they do no harm. And then the second thing to show they have benefit. And even on InfoWarsHealth.com, you'll see the Clemson University studies that show they check these products to make sure first they did no harm and then they did benefit. And now we're doing other universities testing our products as well. So not only do we know they do well because...
That's right. I saw on Yahoo Finance another big study. Tell us about the Clemson from 6 months ago and tell us about the new study.
Well, the new study hasn't been released yet, but Clemson University, a major university, checked the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it said, first off, when it looked at live cells, and it gave it to live cells in heavy concentrations, that those cells were not degraded. They were not damaged. And that's the first thing you always hear from people. Oh, you're going to take too much vitamins. You're going to get sick. Things bad are going to happen to you. And they tested it at high levels to say, will the cells in any way be damaged? And the cells were just fine. And then they checked to say, how will these cells do if they're damaged cells? And I don't want to make claims because people get crazy. But if you go to the website, you can see the Clemson University studies, and they actually say these products are beneficial in a lot of categories to help people.
What does it say? Killed 97% of colon cancer cells. That's amazing from Clemson. It's so bomb. Clemson said it, but you won't even say it.
You know, because people want to come and get you. And I know it's in writing on our website, and I'm proud of what Clemson said. I don't want to absolutely misquote them in any way at all. So we use the exact wording that they use on our website.
Absolutely. In fact, people should do that. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com. Big red link right there to read that study. The point is, I go out and do research. I promote what I believe is best. And when listeners buy the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com, it funds this operation. When they get a ProPure water filter at the lowest price with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com, that funds us. And we need your help, folks, to finish the TV studio, to launch, start getting on the cable systems and satellites. It costs incredible amounts of money to do this, and I hate having to spend time trying to raise capital. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it with things I believe help you. And for my research, we sell the best products at InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And shifting gears now, because I want to go to phone calls with Dr. Corey Gold here with us today. Let's talk about the numbers here. And what, I mean, if you think they've wrecked Western medicine so far, which has a lot of great attributes, with government getting involved, just like in education, and jacking up the prices while lowering the quality, people need to understand when you put all this free money into something, it's not free. It degrades it and drives up the price. Same thing with Obamacare, and dovetail that with these incredible statistics that are even on the FDA's own website. Of the number three cause of death, they say, but you add numbers together, it's the number one cause of death, according to many analysts, is the mistakes and drugs and doctor mistakes in MD medicine. Break that down.
Well, what's amazing is there was a study done 2000 to 2003. So I'm going back a few years. I'm looking at government numbers, so it's not like Corey's making up crazy numbers. And they said on average, 200,000 people, it was 195,000 people per year, die to preventable medical accidents where doctors did things, and that if they would have done it right, those people would have not have died. Close to 200,000 a year. And I'm thinking, if just five people had a problem with my product, we'd be shut down, yellow tape would be all around our building, we'd be done. If 10 people went to a fast food restaurant and had a major problem, that place would be all over the nightly news and it'd be crazy time. 200,000 people. Think about that. That's like almost 1,000. That's like, 700 people a day dying, not just being injured, dying from medical preventable errors. And where is it on the nightly news? It's crazy we don't see it. And who's going to jail from all of this? No one's going to jail. But we just trust blindly that everything's going to be fine. 1.5 million Americans, not worldwide, just Americans, have injuries every year from problems with drugs. Amazing. I mean, these are pharmaceutical drugs. We're not talking about street drugs. We're not talking about vitamins. We're not talking about other things. We're talking about prescription drugs. So you have 200,000 people dying a year from the year 2000 to 2004. You have 1.5 million people having major problems with drug-related injuries every year. So just depending upon drugs and doctors, that should be the last resort. So when people tell you you're crazy to worry about the water that you drink and whether it's clear or not and clean or not, they're nuts. When people tell you it doesn't matter where the food comes from, what kind of nutrients they have in them, they're crazy. And when people tell you shouldn't be supplementing and people shouldn't be taking preventative alternative things to be well, they're crazy, and they're not thinking after your best interest. The best thing that I can do, whether it's good times or, gosh forbid, bad times, is have my immune system and my body be strong, and that of my children's be strong as well. That's the best thing I can be doing to protect myself. And we do have, I've talked to Steve Shank, he's one of your advertisers, we have the water systems in our home. We have the preparedness food, and we have vitamins and minerals to help make us feel good. The reality is most of the food that you get in your grocery stores, no matter how nice it looks on the shelf, doesn't have a lot of nutrient content in it. Think about all the times you've gone and had a big meal and you're still hungry afterwards. That's because your body is searching out nutrients. It says, yeah, you ate a lot. You eat a lot of cardboard, but you didn't eat a lot of nutrients. We need nutrients. If people want to look to lose some weight, you know, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you try that, your body starts getting nutrified. It's not as hungry, not because it's a weight loss product, but because your body has nutrition and it's not seeking nutrients. You're not stuffing your body with calories seeking nutrients.
Now, I want to go to calls, but I want to hit one more topic, because when I emailed you and talked to you via email, you were saying, you know, this is stuff I'd like to talk about, and it's exactly the areas I wanted to get into. Fukushima was, what, 6 reactors, 5 got damaged, a couple of them went critical and blew up. And it was, you know, 2,000, 3,000-foot mushroom clouds, ejected reactor rods 2 miles away, the New York Times later confirmed. My analysis, I went and looked up the design of the reactor and knew it looked like the inside of the reactor and rods that was blown out the top, and turned out that is what it was. Now they're saying it's still melting down, and that it may even blow up bigger. That's TEPCO saying that. But have you seen the Japanese government in these videos saying, if you smile, radiation won't kill you? We actually have a video of this. And I saw articles a few years ago when it happened, they were saying this. Now they're on TV saying, smile. We have studies with animals, which is totally made up, and that will protect you. I mean, that sounds like beyond the Hale Bopp, Heaven's Gate cult, beyond Jim Jones, beyond Charlie Manson, but it's the government saying, smile, and you'll be okay from radiation.
Well, what's funny about that is we have the U.S. government telling us getting too much sun is dangerous, that the sun itself, which is a radiation source, is dangerous. Don't go outside, because just being in the sun is dangerous. Yet we have this nuclear reactor meltdown, and that's just great for you. Right now, they say, 300 tons of radioactive water is leaking into the ground at Fukushima right now. 300 tons of highly reactive radioactive water is leaking into the ground right now. And that was from 2011. I think it was March of 2011. We still have problems going on with that. There have been studies done by really reputable groups of people that fish here off the coast of California.
Oh, no, the yellowfin tuna. The FDA admitted it but covered it up.
Yeah, that they have high levels of like cesium 70 or whatever that number is, of the really dangerous cesium that comes from radioactive plants such as like San Onofre or from Fukushima. And so we have fish here off the coast of California, which is a long way away, showing high levels of radiation that's abnormally high. Our government's even telling us that it's high, and yet we're supposed to think that nothing's happening. If it's here in California, what's it like off the coast of Japan? I can't imagine the cancer rates there.
Well, as you know, in World War II, they sent hundreds of the balloons with the firebombs from Japan, and they'd blow up over California, and sometimes all would drift to the Midwest and burn things down because the wind is so fast and so continual. And that's what's unfortunate. The currents come into the West Coast of the water, the trade winds, the jet stream. This is really bad. And actually, yeah, it came out last year, and they covered it up, that 3 months after the FDA tested the yellowfin tuna and found just incredible different types of cesium. It was a whole bunch of them, and then covered it up. And then, like, months later, it came out, okay, we covered it up because we say it's not bad. Speaking of that, here's part of a report from InfoWars Nightly News last night with our own Jakari Jackson, with the actual clip of the government and others putting out on television that smile, you will be protected. Here it is.
Now we have this brainwashing campaign. Radiation doesn't affect people who are smiling. If you are smiling, you will not have any radiation effect. This is what they're trying to convince you of. If you are not smiling, you will have radiation effect.
He's quoting them.
They proved this theory by testing it on animals. And the guy asked, what's the difference between safe and feeling safe? And he says, safe can be recognized by anyone. Feeling or recognition of safe, meaning of the feeling of safe, is really narrow, but safe is safe for everyone. And if you're like me, you're like, how does that possibly make sense? Even if you did test it on somebody's dog, which I think is pretty horrific, and PETA needs to go over there and yell at some people. But if you feel safe, you are safe. So this next article has nothing to do with anything. West coast of North America to be hit hard by Fukushima radiation.
All right, that's enough.
So if you feel...
Folks, as if a dog could be conscious to say, now you're scared of radiation, right, dog? Here's the radiation. Oh, it kills you. Now you're smiling, dog, so you're not scared of the radiation. And there's actual articles in the newspapers in Japan saying this. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I'm smiling right now, so I guess I'm good. I was crying. It was so funny. I mean, Saturday Night Live can't do skits that good. Smiling protects you from radiation. I guess we should tell Cass Sunstein that we should just run outside of the beach and smile. We're all protected. As long as you're happy on the beach, you're good.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Cass Sunstein said we might want to look at outlawing or fining people that say we need the sun when there's been, Nobel Prizes for this, what the sun does. Dr. Gold, explain what the sun does and how important it is, just briefly.
Well, besides providing all the energy which creates all plant life, which we need to live, aside from providing all the heat which our planet needs to survive, aside from providing all the energetic force that you use to eat and live and breathe, it also provides directly to you. Sunlight provides vitamin D that you create through your skin. Cultures that are away from the sun, like up in the Arctic area, they actually become depressed because sun is essential to being happy, which according to that newscaster would make you immune from radiation, so they should get more sun. Sun radiation is actually beneficial. I mean, when you look into areas where people live in the sun, like in the desert, those people don't have higher cancer rates. People in Africa do not have higher cancer rates. Oh, this is all crazy.
Yeah, in fact, all the atheists, I mean, they're not going to worship, they ought to worship the sun at least. I mean, it's giving them everything. I mean, I got to be honest, I don't blame the angels worshiping the sun. They had it figured out. I mean, they knew one thing. Without that, we're dead. Sub-Zero, folks. We'll be right back with the extremist.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
In front of my front porch, you can see the sun, but the UN voted 4 years ago that it, quote, does not affect climate. Because they want to blame humans and then taxes for breathing. So George Strait ought to rewrite another song about, if you'll buy that, I'll throw the cold sun in free, because we don't need it. UN said so, baby.
Girl, your memory
will never haunt me.
Won't ever haunt me.
Ha ha.
Because I don't love you.
Man, I got to load up some George Strait on my iPhone.
I got some.
We're going to go to your calls this segment, the next. I appreciate everybody holding. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest, syndicated talk show host. Great guy. Always enjoy getting him on. He was laughing when I got off the air during the break, and I said, what's funny? And he said, well, repeat what you said. You were really turning red in there as we went to break, just with the absurdness of this hitting you.
The whole concept of having to explain that the sun is good for you.
it is,
I mean, you go to any kindergarten class, it's like the first thing they teach you first day is sun school. The sun is good for you. It brings life.
Go get some fresh air, get some sun, you know.
Yeah, I saw a new report that they want to stop aggressive behavior by boys on the playground because they're afraid that will make them over-aggressive as when they get older. So no more tag, no more tetherball because, of course...
They already banned that. Yeah, no, it's making us all prisoners. I mean, just having a heartbeat is going to be evil now. Yeah. Unbelievable. Hey, what do you think about Bradley Manning? He's now going to be Chelsea.
Oh, man.
What would my name be if I became a woman?
Oh, man. Alexandra, I guess. I guess you have to go with something similar to that. What would you like to be? Cher? I'm not sure what would you like to go with on that.
My name will be Candy.
Candy. I can't even imagine that. Let's not go there.
What would your name be?
I don't even know.
Obama was raised by an Indonesian transvestite. I think the same one that's in The Act of Killing. I'm not kidding about that. They're in the same city. What would Obama's female front first name be? Obumbies or...
I don't know. I would see. It's hard to say what Obama would be like. Oprah. We'll just go with Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah Obama. Maybe he'd have a brain transplant or graft his head onto Oprah's body. And you're like the co-host? All right, I'm sorry. Let's go to some. No attempted humor here. It's just the absurdity of it.
Oh,
Joe in Arizona, you're on the air. Extremist. Probably think the sun's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right there, sir. Go ahead. How may I serve you? Double Whopper with cheese?
Yes. Actually, I'm over here smiling like Fire Marshal Bill.
So what would your name be? Josephine from Arizona?
No, it would be, I don't know, Susie. I think I'd go with Susie.
She's like, hi, I'm Candy. And he's like, of course you are. Anyways, just go ahead and make your point.
No, I was just I just wanted to bring up a couple points about Syria and just how ridiculous I think John McCain is and how he was over there supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, which has actually been linked to Obama's half brother now, and just over on the Fukushima, it's actually three reactors that fully melted down, and
I'm trying to be conservative. It's five that were damaged. Two of them blew up, and yeah, three of them melted down. But just whatever, it's good for you. You heard Ann Coulter. She said the Japanese should be thankful. See, I say this stuff, and it sounds like a lie. She actually said they should be thankful for it blowing up. A whole bunch of them have now died, including the rescue workers. What do you make of Ann Coulter there? I mean,
yeah, I think it's pretty ridiculous over there. I just think it's a huge cover up. Completely.
No, government never covers anything up. I appreciate your call. Hey, briefly, Dr. Goldberg, come back, take more calls. What do you think of Obama and all his Muslim Brotherhood ties coming out? All his cousins and people. I mean, could he actually be a Muslim extremist?
I'm not sure what Obama is. I'm not even sure if he's really in charge anymore because all the things he says he's going to do, he doesn't do. So who's really in charge?
Who is in charge? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Alexander Haig is in charge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.